Welcome to Smart Loving Insights. This episode is titled A Real World Advent, Fasting from Devices to Make Room in Our Hearts and Homes.
Halfway through a supermarket dash last week, Francine's watch alarm began buzzing insistently. The pavlova in the oven was done. Reaching for her phone, realization hit. Her digital lifeline was still at home. Juggling the imminent arrival of family for a dual birthday celebration, there wasn't time to abandon the cart, dash home and return. As luck would have it, she found a forgotten plastic credit card in her purse and discovered she could dictate a text message on her watch, rescuing the pavlova from the cinders of death. It was a good illustration of how dependent we have become on our mobile devices and how readily we surrender our freedom to technology. Yet, as we see it, the problem is not the dependency on smartphones for daily tasks. Rather, it is the way our devices have captured our attention at the cost of our relationships.
We all know the scene. We're sitting at dinner and someone's phone lights up. Within seconds, the conversation dies, eyes drop, and the person opposite us disappears into the digital abyss. There's something off, actually, something deeply wrong, when a device takes priority over the flesh and blood human God has given us across the table or curled up next to us on the couch. We've all been on the receiving end of that attention hijack, and it hurts. Yet rather than discuss it, we often end up soothing those hurt feelings by withdrawing into our own digital escape. How many of our marriages and families are surviving on the leftovers of our attention while the best of us is given over to algorithms? And it's not just our spouse and children who lose out. We say we don't have time for God, for daily prayer, for lingering over scripture, for Sunday mass. Yet how many minutes or hours disappear each day in a doom scroll episode that leaves us emptier than before?
We say we want more time for family and for God. The problem is it's become more a wish than a priority without us realizing how it happened. Advent is traditionally a penitential season, a time of watchful preparation and joyful anticipation of the coming of the Lord. Christmas is, above all, a family feast. God himself becomes a child and places himself in the arms of a mother and father. If we want to welcome him more fully this year, perhaps the most fruitful penance we can offer is the one that buys back that which rightly belongs to God and to family, our attention. Our attention is a valuable commodity and big tech knows it, yet we squander it on digital distractions. Imagine arriving at Christmas Day having weaned ourselves off compulsive scrolling to be more present to the people we love most.
Here are three concrete practices to limit the device impact. None require heroic virtue, just the decision to love the person in front of us more than the device in our hand. Number one, sanctify your waiting. Next time you're in a queue or waiting for your coffee, resist the reflex to reach for the phone. Instead, look around. Notice the people, the signs of life in nature, the small beauties. Tune into your Creator and offer a prayer of thanks.
Number two, schedule a device-free date with your spouse. Phones go on, do not disturb, out of sight and out of reach. Give each other the gift of 100% attention.
Number three, fast from selfies. Stop curating your image and start noticing the faces around you. Let the camera stay in the pocket and create memories of connection instead of pixels.
Smart devices are wonderful tools and they're here to stay. That doesn't mean that we can't put some boundaries in place and prioritize the real world over a simulated one. This Advent, let's make room, real, spacious, human room, for the Word made flesh to be born anew in our hearts. The Christ child is coming, and he still prefers to be held in undistracted arms.
You've been listening to Smart Loving Insights. You can find more great content on demand courses and relationship coaching at smartloving.org.
The Marriage Kit by Smart Loving is an online course for married couples wanting a lasting, passionate relationship. The course will allow you to grow in your understanding of each other and strengthen your bond with thought-provoking insights and practical skills. Research shows that relationship education can help you and your spouse improve your communication and conflict resolution skills, strengthening your relationship and reducing family breakdown. Gift certificates for the marriage kit are also available if you would like to purchase the course for a friend or family member and their spouse. Visit smartloving.org/marriage kit.